You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned into the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7th. I usually say the crew is in the building, but we are missing one. He is Helen Grow Folks Business.
I mean, the crew's still in the building.
Crew's still in the building. Yeah. He's still fam in the building.
What up?
But he's taking a very well-deserved break.
Absolutely.
Lone does a lot, man. So anytime he can take some sort of a break and just relax, that brother deserves that. My man Jay Moore in the building. Crispy, I see you over there.
No, this is some
exclusive joints.
No, you know what's crazy is like, luckily this is my only real vice.
Okay.
We know. Is having a...
Hockey jerseys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
High priced.
You know, the thing is, I always catch them. There's people that don't know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I wind up you know, if I wanted to start flipping these jerseys, I'd be straight.
Yeah, like
in fact, I'm going to start. Because there are some of them I'm like, I never wear this. I just have it to have it. And, you know, there's somebody out there who's an enthusiast like me. So I'm going to be getting rid of a few of them.
Now, sitting in the driver's seat for Lone, my man DJ J Diff, who appears to be very happy that Michigan took care of business. I see you with your Letterman exclusive joint.
Yeah,
how
absolutely.
Salutations,
Happy New Year and all that mess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got the job done, finally.
Yeah, man.
It's been a minute.
15-0. That's crazy.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So,
you look good. It's a good look
happy,
on you, brother.
Pretty happy. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Yes, had to...
Are you rapping?
Have to rep the... Blue and Maize, you know.
You know, shout out to the people that are the real fans. It's good to see those, the ones that have, you know, been through the ups and downs. I know Terry's one of those, so.
Yeah.
I'm happy for the fan base, man.
Harbaugh got him one.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He can go ahead and bow it if he wants to. He can go on to the NFL and do whatever he want to do.
We got special guests. Well, actually, he fam. He's not even a special guest at this point. You know, the funky educator, Mr. Kinetic. How are you, sir?
You know what? I'm good, man. It's good to be in the spot.
Good to see you. Appreciate you stepping in for us, man. Yeah. You know, you fam, so I don't want to do too much, put too much on it because you fam.
I appreciate that, man.
Everything good, though?
Man, I can't complain.
That's what I like.
Don't nobody want
to
hear it no way. So,
for sure,
don't.
Right. Boy, you preaching with that one because they really don't.
Not at all.
They really don't. Let me see.
I see you repping the DJ Screw, though.
Screwston, Texas, man.
Okay.
I went to Screwed Up Records years ago. It's a good pilgrimage if you get to go there.
Mm. I would actually like to visit that.
You can buy any tape he ever made.
Wow.
Any.
That's crazy that they keep
they got
those
this
on
big
on
binder.
Deck.
You can just use, I want 245 and get them all.
How much are they?
I think I paid like 10 for mine.
Oh,
on
wow.
CD.
That's not
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Just to have those, I'd cop a couple of those.
You know what? I wish they had an archive of Naptown mixtapes like that.
Oh. Mm.
I wish I could go somewhere that had all the stuff that was in Rockin' Billy's and
boy.
I could just flip through some and get an old school B Nasty mix or Paul Bunyan.
I got some Paul Bunyan mixes.
Yeah.
I got Fire and Ice. I got VIP.
Oh, yeah.
I got a couple of them. He sent them
Mellow
to me
Mix.
Years ago.
Y'all really
yeah.
beat
the Mellow
the
Mix joint.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
JF.
JF.
Real quick, though. Man, rest in peace, Jerry Wade.
Oh, man.
That hurt.
That hit
yes.
me, man.
That hurt, man. Because.
Yes. Mr. Quiet Storm, bro. If you from anywhere around
on,
here,
man.
Central Indiana, we had Jerry Wade at Anderson. I knew as soon as I heard that come on around, you know, about 7-ish.
Yeah, man.
As soon as you heard that come on, if you was in a car,
man.
you heard his voice come on, it was a rap.
Listen, as soon as you hear. Moments in Love,
yeah.
man.
You know what it is,
bro.
What it is. People was calling in. They was he was getting them right on the game, helping
man.
Them out with plays. Man, that he's truly gonna be missed. He's a Naptown icon.
Man,
you can't tell me you're from Naptown and you don't recognize his voice.
Bruh.
His energy, and they call him Loverman, but he loved everybody. It wasn't just
dude,
that
man.
Smooth R&B mess. Not mess, but you know what I mean.
You know, yeah.
He literally was a people person, man. He took care of people, and he will sorely be missed.
The videos I see of him at the radio station, I think it was Karen Vaughn had some videos that she shared. It's crazy that his voice sound like that. Even when he's not,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Some people think, I'm thinking in my mind, he about to get into the vibe. And no, he sounded like that the whole time,
yes.
which was extremely dope, man. There's videos of him out working with elderly people in the community. Like, it's
all that Mozell Sanders stuff.
Yeah, man.
He's 10 toes down.
That's one of the first people I met because I was hanging out with DJ Rec One. Yep. Shout out to him. He's doing
DJ
his thing.
Rec One.
He's doing his thing in St. Louis right now. Yeah. He's running the station out there. So shout out to that whole crew. Word. Like, you know, we just had like the most random conversation. And, you know, I told him, you know, oh, yeah, I used to, you know, be on the radio and I did the Quiet Storm. And he's like, oh, man, don't come for my job, which is no, there was no chance I was ever going to come for his job, you know. But he was just one of those people. Even if you, I remember I saw him maybe about a year ago. You would have thought I just saw him the day before.
Mm. Right.
That's the kind of energy he had, you know. Yeah. He was never too Hollywood to say hello to people and flash that smile and be like, what up? You know, and it was genuine. It wasn't something, he wasn't putting on for nobody. Like I said, man, one of the nicest dudes you could possibly ever met. He was a great on-air personality, and, you know, real recognizes real. When you hear somebody who's on the radio and they know how to do their thing, and you've been on the radio and you've been around some real professionals like I was coming out of St. Louis, Jerry Way was the real deal, and, you know, he's going to be very much missed.
So Lil Nas X says that he's going to drop his next single, this first one since 2022. It'll be called J. Christ, and then there's an image of him getting ready to be pulled up on a cross. Mm-hmm. There's three or four people with strings, and they're getting ready to pull him up. But a good friend of mine told me a while back, he said, Mike, Lil Nas X thing is going to be a phase. I said, what do you mean, sir? He said, this Old Town Road is going to last and it's going to have a season. And then you're going to start seeing him reach once this wears off. And I'll be damned, this is where we are. In my personal opinion, it's about everything but the music now with him.
It's kind of been like that for a minute.
To that, y'all say, well, am I late to the party? Because I think the wave of that is more recent than the earlier stuff. Maybe I'm tripping.
He's really good at like extravagant imagery. Okay. I would say just in general. But I mean, that's Old Town Road is really kind of a joke. I mean, I guess at the base of it was just making a record to kind of be funny, I guess, in some ways. It was a story I heard back. It was almost like a meme situation. But even when you listen to it, like, how serious is this? But like, was it Montero?
Was
that
another,
the one with the wild video?
Went crazy. Yeah.
Some of it is just like spectacle. But it's also because people of faith are easy to troll.
Is this a master troll? Is that what this is?
Man, I don't, honestly, at this point, I don't know, because he's saying that he's done a lot of stuff and sold his soul and this, that, and other, blah, blah, blah. He had the ball in his own court when Old Town Road came out, right?
Facts.
Because that song did what no other song has done since, what, Jay Moore, historian?
Let's see. It was Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men's One Sweet Day.
Okay.
That's the record it beat.
Okay.
Okay, so.
What a comparison.
He went from pretty much touring schools.
Know that?
Bro,
yeah, he's the historian.
Yeah,
I know some stuff, but that is like,
bro, we really depend on him for that.
I was outside.
The specificity
I remember,
of that,
man. I was reading the trades. I read Billboard every week. Yeah, that's what I do.
What he did, he had the kids in a chokehold.
Okay. He did.
So he could have went either way he wanted to go, and he decided to wait, drop his album, come out. You know what I'm saying? If that's his truth and he wanted to speak in his truth, that's what he did. But he took it a whole nother step further to dibble dabble with Christianity and the devil and releasing his Air Max with blood and
quote
the soul.
Quote unquote blood in the soul.
I mean, you kind of did it to yourself at this point. You can't, you really can't blame nobody but yourself at the end of the day. If you decided to go that route, because nobody put a gun to your head and was like, look, in order for you to do this, you have to do this. No, you don't.
Let me, Jim Moore, I want to come to you. I want to add, but I'm saying this to say, how do you think this most recent pivot or whatever you want to call it, troll job or whatever, how's this one going to be received?
The spectacle can only carry you so far.
Okay.
It really is a situation to where, unless the song is incredible.
Probably won't be.
You know, it's not.
Sorry, bro.
You know, and I might hear the song and be like, whoa, that was crazy. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you already twerked on the devil, dog. Yeah. Like, what else do you really want us to react to?
Got on stage kissing guys in the mouth.
Yeah. Now, if you just came out and you decided you just wanted to be a rapper and you were playing like the gay thing was just something you was playing with, which would be not cool. That would be shocking. But for you to do this, like, this is all you have right now. And, you know, and I'll reiterate it. Please, people of faith, you know, ignore this.
Best way to
receive
it.
There's no reason for you to get up in arms about what is clearly a troll job by somebody who is looks like 1458. Now, it was a heck of a 15 minutes, you know, to have.
He had a heck of a 15 minutes. You know,
he's paying for life.
But we're looking.
I hope.
Yeah. You never know.
I wish I could see his face.
You know, but you're looking at someone who, you know, we're not talking about his talent. We're talking about the spectacle. Like I said, it can only carry you so far because every day there's a new spectacle. Every day something comes out that's just crazy. I hope this young man actually has some good music coming.
I hope so.
You know, so he can sustain an actual career. But if, or else he's going to, you know, even if he tries to dip back into the Cowboy records, you know, it's not going to work. People be like, you already did this and you did it better the first time.
I think that ship has sailed.
Yes.
Listen, he probably should have stayed over there because we've talked about Jelly Roll success.
Facts.
Hey, he's more successful than he's ever been in his career.
Facts.
So Lil Nas X performed at the Country Awards with
Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray Cyrus is on the remix.
Brought Billy Ray Cyrus back from wherever he was.
And there's a visual. There's a video for it.
He should have kept that steam. He probably should have stayed over there. He probably could have got some songwriters, you know what I'm saying? Really make me a country music star, country rap star, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if he sold his soul, he might need a return on his whatever it's called.
You know what? It reminds me of Soulja Boy, because Soulja Boy did Crank That and just stayed there.
He stayed there.
That was his vibe, and he still hasn't deviated, and it's done really well for him.
Yes.
Now you could argue, you know, the merit of it, but I don't care what anybody says. Crank That is never going away.
Never.
Whether you like it or not, it's never going away.
I agree.
But I think some of that has to do with the fact that he stayed there. Now, I don't think Old Town Road is still, I don't know how, just honestly, from DJing,
I haven't heard Old Town Road like get away with in it, a not, good, yeah. maybe year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, you don't
know, like it had its moment in, like, it's a rap.
Has it disappeared like that?
I only played it at schools. If I was DJing the elementary school party, I played it there. But other than that, I never played it.
And I've been in the grimiest of spots. When that song was hot,
yeah,
you played it next to whatever was out at that time.
Yeah.
And people were into it. But now it's one of those songs that was like, oh yeah, remember that? Honestly, the average DJ who plays out in the club, he could just erase that song and no one. Somebody at a wedding might want to hear it.
Yep.
Yeah. Wedding, I mean, or like, a kid's party. That's it.
And Crank That is multi-generational at this point.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is not going away. But I think a lot of that has to do with, that's just what Soulja Boy to say. He just was like, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to do this. And
you have to give Soulja Boy's piece, if we're talking comparison, to have the common sense, obviously, to stay in that lane and prosper. How old is Soulja Boy now? Early 30s, probably?
Mid-30s.
He's still that guy. See, the exact same person to me, from what I see when he's on social media and all that. Soulja Boy ain't you know, the mature Soulja Boy. He's pretty much still the same.
Never been the mature Soulja Boy.
He's still Gucci bandana, donk, turn my swag.
Drake.
On, pretty boy swag.
Yeah. Drake.
Yeah. He copied the whole flow.
I mean,
I think it's great that you can be in a position where, like, I made a song that's never going away.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many people can say that.
No, I still think it's because he stayed in that lane, though. I haven't heard a Lil Nas X song or played one. I don't know. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Just because I think some of this is the problem with spectacle. After a while, you make people be like, oh, okay, all right.
I'm cool off of you, dude.
Yeah, like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's what we're doing, you know? That's boring after a while.
I want to see how. I know it's going. I already know it's going to stir people up. I know that part, but the actual record, like, that's the era that we're in now. The record on the checklist is at the bottom. Is social media, will it go viral? How's it going to work? Can we get it in front of as many views and eyes as possible?
He needs.
Then
to
we'll
talk about
care
him.
About if the record is good.
And we're actually doing him a favor by even talking about this.
Yeah, you're right.
Because
you're right.
I mean, at the
you're
end
right.
of the day,
you're right.
His music isn't speaking for itself. Nope. It's the gimmicks. It's the idiocracy. It's the trolling, so to speak, that he's doing is speaking for him. That's why he hasn't had a hit since the first one.
It's WWF or WWE, depending on what you call it. That's what that reminds me of. Like, what's the most outlandish thing we can do that people will pay attention to?
Yeah.
And the wrestling industry got it down.
They've had it down since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't going nowhere.
You said, like you said, I fell for the trap by even bringing it up. But
well, I will say, to your credit, if the record ain't jamming, then
it ain't gonna be. It's not gonna be jamming, bro.
Don't anticipate downloading it or nothing.
Be like I said, let's pay more attention to the music than the spectacle. And Christians, please stop being so easy to troll.
Please
don't take the bait on this one, because this is beyond obvious.
You already know. Somebody pastor writing that sermon already, though.
No, listen, did y'all see the pastors acting up for New Year's?
What?
Oh, they the pastor playing.
Was they getting it in?
Man, they was doing
swag surfing.
Was it a gospel version?
No,
it was the for real version, man.
Oh, word?
Man, these preachers out here are heathens. if this is what you got to do to get to the people,
there's tonight.
You had people in church on New Year's Eve as opposed to in the club. But
you made them feel like they was
on
in the
watch
club.
Night service.
Yeah, it ain't supposed to be swag surfing. Listen, when you go on New Year's Eve, not the church.
I
missed that one.
This ain't that, man. I'm sorry. If you're going to church, you're supposed to be going to church and get your Jesus wherever you serve. That's what you're supposed to get in the church. I'm not supposed to go to church and feel like I'm in the club, even if I'm there on New Year's.
Bro, was the whole room swag service?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I got to find.
This is where we at nowadays, one, man. I'm telling you, this is modern day. I ain't even gonna go there.
I know what you're about to say. It's the last and evil days. No, I know what you're about to say.
Those ministers would be like, sometimes you gotta talk to people where they are. That's how I got them in here.
So yeah. it's a whole room full of people pulling in women in the side room.
Oh, yeah. You're right, though.
Here we go.
Yeah, but you know what? It's the same thing.
That might get you 150 comments right there.
It's the same thing. Like,
he's not lying, though.
Because you know what?
I grew up in church. He's not lying.
All eyes are on you. When you're a minister, when you're a singer, you're a rapper.
Yeah.
Like, the same way I get a little bit of a dopamine hit when I say, put your hands up, or like, I can't hear you, and all of a sudden they start singing the words of the song. It's the same thing when pastors be like, I need an amen, somebody, and he can get everybody to get to hollering and scream. Look, it's the same.
Come on, pastor, I'm sorry, but
like, you could say it's the same. The men of the cloth, they get that same dopamine.
They do. I've been around them. Get up there
sweating and carrying on.
They do. I've been around. I mean, I grew up in church. I've been around them. You are not wrong at all. They are like that.
Even the best of them still have that. And the thing is, it's like, you know, when they be like, it's a dead crowd in here. And they sometimes
come
fishing.
On, lights.
Yeah, come on now.
Come on, lights.
Amen, lights. Come on, choir.
I'm about to start doing that.
I might as well be preaching to myself.
When I DJ, I'm about to start talking to them like they my congregation.
You know, come on, somebody.
I'm going to need somebody to run. I'm going to need somebody to catch that Holy Ghost.
All right, saints.
All right, now.
Jay Moore,
yes.
This is your favorite time of the year, man.
Here we go.
This is your favorite time of the year. Our legends, speaking about state of this thing that we love and call hip hop, brother. But you know what?
Who has said what?
I think this might be received a little better than you think.
Okay.
Follow me on this.
All right.
So it's the OG Pete Rock. He's basically giving his assessment, as I drop my phone, he's giving the assessment of hip hop in its current state. And he said they should change the music to WTF. He says they're trying to create a narrative that ain't working. Pile driving the culture straight into the ground. We created real history. I don't know what the hell they are creating today, but it damn sure ain't history or hip hop. That's a fact. We lost our integrity chasing the money. The bag, as they say, has become the problem and the focus point in the culture, which makes it corny when y'all make it about money. Shake my head. Everyone extra sensitive about opinions. Shaking my head. Soon as you have an opinion, you're a hater automatically. That's clownish. We all out there working to make better music. Why don't you try and do the same thing?
Listen.
Jump in, Connecticut.
My only gripe.
The last line is what got me.
My only gripe with this is Cass start talking like this as if they were getting checks written to them and gave them back.
Okay.
Like, first off, this sounds so old to me, but. You know, I don't know what they're creating. Like, Pete Rock, you can go plug in your gear and you can make stuff too. I mean, I don't know. I more respect people like Madlib, who, when is the last time you heard Madlib say anything about anything anybody else is doing?
I don't think I've heard
him say anything about it because he's just interested in what he's doing. And it's like, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. It's whatever. But this kind of stuff, it just seemed like name, what's the last thing Pete Rock produced?
Well, I know he was supposed to be working on a record with
you
Common.
You said supposed to be.
He did something with Skazoo.
Yeah, he did.
That was fire. He was on
To Pimp a Butterfly very briefly on
him and Smoke Dizza got some heat.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Pete Rock has done stuff recently that I enjoy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I focus on that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying
why
is,
he can't just do his music and be quiet though.
But yeah. But look at the last part where he says, "We all out here working to make better music." The part about the quality is what jumps out to me, because I think that's what he's speaking to. Like, let's just work on, maybe we should work on making better music, perhaps.
Well, that's
instead of focusing on the bad.
So that's
what I got.
This to me is kind of like beating a dead horse conversation.
Thank you.
Because there's always some older cat that's speaking about what's going on. We all know the naturing of the business right
we
now.
Do.
We all know.
We do.
And nobody's all going to get on the same accord and be about any of this stuff that the OGs are talking about. You know why? Because the younger cats are going to do what they want to do regardless. And that's kind of part of what hip hop is.
Yeah.
Is you come up, you do what you want to do. Now, I don't necessarily have to like it. I can respect it from afar. I don't have to listen to it either. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I understand it grinds our gears a little bit. Some of the stuff we hear, there's artists that we talk about a lot on this show that we really don't like and don't respect. But at the end of the day, I respect them for what they're doing. It just ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? And you having those conversations, it kind of makes you look real way out of touch, because you're not going to grab any of those people's attention by saying that, because they're going to automatically or turn the cold shoulder to you. Look, because you're not embracing them.
Can nope. Can I play devil? Staying with you, Terry.
Go ahead.
Can I play devil's advocate real quick?
Sure.
I'm going to read a passage here.
No, a passage.
From the Book of Clarence.
Yes, from the Book of Clarence.
All right.
Hip hop is in a terrible place. The state of hip hop right now is a lot of imitation. It's a lot of quick, low quality music being put out. You know who said that? Lil Yachty.
I was about to tell you, yeah, conversation.
But
yeah.
What I'm saying is, you talking, we're all, what I'm hearing is the old man on the lawn.
Because that's what
Lil Yachty might be 30.
But what also are we saying? Colored by the fact that he put a record out last year that is so far from being hip hop.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just throwing it out there because he's way younger than Pete Rock, and I think he made a very fair assessment.
But what did his album sound like before he made his album?
I know what you mean.
Now he's matured in his content. You know what I'm saying? He's like, and we've had this conversation too, a Tyler the Creator.
Right.
His content matured. He became a musician. I don't know what Yachty's gonna do.
Yachty's 26, thanks.
But him saying that, I mean, kudos to him. I mean, there are a few youngsters that feel that way. I'm not saying that it's only old cats, but the conversations that we've been having lately is mostly older cats saying this, that, and the other about these artists that we don't rock with anyway. You know what I'm saying? But you still got to respect them for what they're doing, because, I mean, they out here.
I just don't understand why hip-hop is so caught up in these conversations.
That is a good question.
It never goes away.
That is a good question.
It is such a, gosh, it just happens all the time.
I've stood on the soapbox of saying in the past.
You stood on business.
I'm on business. The 10 toes. That these types of conversations, I'm assuming, don't have. I see what you did there.
His vibrational level is up.
Yeah. 10 toes.
What's your sign? That's the real.
Come on, man.
Your birth chart.
Come on. I'm not about to do this with you. I'm not doing this. What was I going to say? Y'all done lost my train of thought now. Connecticut, see? I was about to drop a bar too.
Was you?
Yeah.
Pick it up.
Dang.
Pick it up.
All right, I'll let you get back to that.
Go ahead, man. I done lost my train of thought.
No,
man.
I mean, once again, I think this is, Kinetic will feel me on this, like being an educator, that we spend so much time sometimes focusing on the problem student that we don't realize is that, you know, if you got 25 kids in this class, we spend so much time with a kid who stands on his desk and and throws paper around that we don't focus on the 24 over here who have turned in their work on time and color and do what they're supposed to and always have
always have
their lunch money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Doing all their work, causing no issues.
You know, if you're a teacher, the saddest thing about sometimes, you know, being a teacher is that you focus the majority of your attention on your problem students.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's sort of what we're doing in hip hop right now. You know, I talked about this. I was like, there's no reason why we talked about Sexy Red so much on this show, that she hasn't done anything artistically for us to have talked about her so much.
No,
I just purposely didn't bring her up for that very reason.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, and so
It's the whole thing about saying that people spend 90% of their time on 10% of a group within a group.
Yep. You know, and I can say I had this conversation with a couple of people. I said, who's the man or the woman in hip hop right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't really come up with anybody. There's a lot of stuff I like. If you ask me, I'd say Killer Mike. But you know what? Like, based on, you know, the metrics that other people like to say who is the man, it's not who they would say who is the man. As far as an artistic expression is who put out the best album last year, it's Killer Mike.
Hands down.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I would still say Nas is the man because he can put out so many. He's put out so many albums, put out so many songs I've liked in the last 2.5-3 years. But, you know, when people are like, well, they ain't on the radio and it's not this and it's not that. Well, I was like, your metric is different than mine when I talk about the quality of music and the things that I actually enjoy.
See, people pay attention to different things at the end of the day. Just like Bingo. I just brought up King. You know what I'm saying? So King's brother, Damani, is cold.
He is.
So if you ever listen to Damani rap, he don't sound nothing like King, even T.I. even. I mean, T.I. is tight. He's cold too, but Damani sounds totally different.
He has his own
lane. His other son, Messiah, is like he plays the guitar and is like a country singer almost.
Yeah.
So, but we talk about King because King is out here doing.
He bought some extra large teeth.
You know what I'm saying?
That didn't help. He bought them teeth. All the people, all the famous people.
He got them cheap veneers.
Exactly.
He got them cheap teeth.
Yeah, everybody. Cheap teeth. That should be his name, Cheap Teeth.
Yeah.
Wow, you might have started something right there.
And Damani out here really spitting. Damani opened up for
Rhapsody
and Crit.
Yeah, we were there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he really nice. Out here doing it.
Yeah, he nice. He nice.
So
when I hear old heads talk like that, I guess maybe they don't have the audience, but it's interesting. Like, you don't hear Curtis Blow say stuff like that.
Nah.
You don't hear Chuck D say stuff like that. You don't hear Rakim say stuff like that. You know what you do hear say?
Melly Mel.
Rah. Anyway.
Well, he don't like nobody.
No, he don't.
And he shouldn't have dropped that record, though, I tell you that.
Man. Wow.
No disrespect to the OG, but
and
he
Queen Latifah, you don't gonna hear her say nothing like that. I guess there's like this little pocket of hip hop people, and Pete Rock is kind of, he's there.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah. I guess in my head, if I'm Pete Rock's manager, if he has one, my thing would be like, Pete Rock, how about we call Nas and see what he's up to? And like, what can we do there? Instead of wasting your time on this, why can't we, like, if that's his gripe, that it's not enough of non-corny, you should have the connections to call people. Call Method Man. Call somebody that you can't shop your beats to nobody
call
now,
Chuck
Pete
D.
Rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, shut them down. Like, you don't have that juice, Pete Rock. Like,
but Kinetic,
just make records.
One of your first big looks was Johnny Gill.
Yeah, just make records, man.
Kinetic, I'm throwing him a little bit of a lifeline only because he says, we all out here working to make better music. Nobody's talking about the fact that I think that this is just one of our elder statesmen that's mad that the quality of music has come down. I really think that's what this is about. And when it all comes down to it, he went all the way around.
I wish he would just say that.
Yeah, just that's what I think.
Just
this
say
is.
That.
But that's all.
But once again, it's
that's
subjective.
Not a bad message like, to put out though.
It's subjective.
From the Melly Mel era, and then here comes these dudes who wear, you know, the Godfather hats and the leather blazers. You'd be like, well, what is this?
Yep.
And then if you're from the Run DMC era, and then you see 9 people in a rap group,
yep,
and they talking about, and it's all these kung fu samples. Like, well, what is this?
Yep.
And then if you're from the Wu-Tang
it does
era,
help that they can
these
rap.
Cats got on shiny suits.
And you'd be like, well, what? And if you're from the shiny suit era, and then you see these dudes from New Orleans, and they make all their beats with no samples, you're like, well, what is this? Like,
see, the beauty in all of that was, everybody was coexisting at the same time,
good
doing
point.
Their own thing.
And good weren't point. Complaining.
Good wasn't point. Complaining about it.
Good everybody no, was complaining.
Well, from a few, far and few between.
Tim Dog
was complaining. But I mean, technically, literally, the shiny suit era and the Wu-Tang era and
that's
the down
kinda,
south
yeah.
that's, renaissance
that is all
was
at
all
the
going
time.
On
yeah.
at the same
that's
time.
That's kind of in there at the same time. Yeah. Yeah.
And then if you want to go off the beaten path, your Ruckus and your Def Jux and all that kind of stuff was also happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Right. There was a whole bunch of stuff going on, right? I would say what, like 96 to 2001? There's
I would
a bunch
probably,
of stuff
I would probably say 92
time.
To yep. about 98, 99.
There was a lot of different vibes or whatever you want to call it, waves that all coexisted at that time for the time frame that you're talking about.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff going on.
It's just interesting.
I see
Yachty's comment is real interesting to me because I remember my students are who put me on the Yachty and Playboi Carti and all of them because that was all on, you know, oh, even Chance, that was all on SoundCloud.
Right.
And what he is now saying, I don't know if he doesn't remember it, but people said the same thing about him. So
yes.
I just wonder, like, if I was in the same room as him, I would ask him. I'm like, you do know you sound like the same people who said the same thing about you, right? Like, do you get that?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, like,
he's feeling himself for having something to do with Drake's last album too. Yeah,
man, well, which, you know, you stick around long enough till you become the villain.
Yeah,
yeah.
You stood on that. Terry has always said this is a play based off the Drake and that project.
Yeah.
In terms of the comment.
Yes.
So it may be a little inauthentic. Yeah. Even if, to me, he hit the nail on the head, we talking about a reference point for him and who's saying it.
Yep.
So, I mean, maybe he a little foul.
I don't dislike him.
Nah, we came around on Lil Boat. Good effort.
Yeah.
Good effort. A for effort, brother.
Jay Moore, huh?
Lil Boat 26, man. Lil Shout out to Lone. Put that in there. He's 26.
20 whole six. Yeah.
He's still a young man. He seemed like almost... Well, I ain't going to say veteran, but
rap ages,
fam has been around for a while, though, right?
He been around for almost, we pushing 8-9 years. Yeah. We really are, though. Yeah.
He done been around for a little, and he still has.
Yeah, when we first started the podcast, we talked about Lil Boat.
The other thing about that, the subjectivity of low quality is just, it's always going to be hard. What does that mean? I mean, I don't, you know, low quality.
Are we talking about the fidelity of it?
Because like, what are we
people,
talking about?
Because, man, you know what, there are people who would be like.
It's lo-fi.
When they listen to.
You know.
Like Jay Dilla, they're like, what is this?
I mean, but look, though, if we thinking about what
it's not mixed and mastered. It's not mixed and mastered like a Dr. Dre record.
Yeah, there's some records I play by Griselda. I'm like, I don't know who mixed this, but this sound like something that
they do it on purpose.
And it's supposed to sound like that.
Yeah, I mean, that, and then even some of the stuff Alchemist does, it's not very shiny. I mean, I would say Madlib is in that same kind of boat. There's a lot of people that are like, you play it for somebody who likes Lil Yachty a bunch, they probably are going to be like, this seem like... Like, what's wrong with
Look,
it?
Look, when I hear, you know?
I mean, every
ain't no,
it's crunchy.
You still hear like the hissing in the background. Yeah. Of, like, you're like, and I thought, okay, maybe I had a bad copy or something.
Yeah.
No, that's how it's supposed to sound.
That's how it sounds.
Everything is, the word subjective has been thrown around, right? So we know music is subjective. We've been in the game long enough to know that. But Pete Rock makes a good point when he talks about, and I'm throwing him another lifeline, Jim Moore.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. When he talks about opinions and people being sensitive. Right.
When we talk about people being sensitive,
because
when he was here judging a beat contest,
oh my god!
So if we're gonna go there,
talk about
he was judging a beat contest, actually he got upset with Long for saying something about it.
He did.
He's judging a beat contest, and we're all there. We're seeing this in real time. He's saying that some of these beats that these cats are playing are really good.
He did,
and they really weren't.
They weren't.
The people that probably should have been in this beat contest weren't in it.
I'm about to say, because I don't know nothing about this.
It was at Epic. It was probably about 5 years ago, maybe.
I ain't going to hold you. I had multiple people.
He was upset because Lone called him out for some of the people. He had a little spat back and forth. So you can't sit up here and tell me about quality of music and the people that are from this city were telling you this ain't that.
Yeah.
And you was hype about it.
So what
and
you
got upset.
So what you're telling me is he's talking about people being sensitive, and he was sensitive.
Come on. That's okay. Where I'm going with this.
All right. I see, brother. I was there. Jay Moore walked straight up to me and was like, why aren't you in this? I remember.
I was gearing to ask you.
I mean,
saw him in the crowd. He was like, why are you not in this?
There were a lot of producers there that should have been in it that weren't in it.
Yeah. Honestly.
And this is the height of like the beat battles that Jay Brookins was putting on. And so like I had that. I heard everybody's beats. I know what the city could do.
And at that stage in my life, if I would have looked at the flyer and not recognized it, I wouldn't have left the house. That's just who I am sometimes.
I'm not going to hold you.
I wasn't there.
We was there just to see Pete Rock at the end of
that's
the
day.
It. Which is crazy.
That's
it. You get there, never meet your heroes, I guess. I don't know.
That's real.
I mean, he was cool when I met him, you know, but I mean, our interaction was like this much because I had a Soul Survivor on 12 inch.
Did he sign it?
Yeah, he signed it.
Yeah, I got an autograph from him on a CD.
I've only met him twice, and he's been cool both times.
Yeah.
But to Lone's point about the tapes,
he was definitely in his feelings.
I just don't get, like, Pete Rock, put a beat tape out or something, man.
I'd love another piece.
I would. I don't know who would not take the call from Pete Rock.
Listen, he needs to take one of these young cats under his wing.
Yeah.
He needs to do what Hit-Boy did for Nas.
Yeah.
The opposite way, though.
Yeah.
He might need to go get, what's my guy, Cordae.
Oh,
go
yeah.
Go get Cordae. Stuff Cordae.
And the thing is, you never know. You out here talking bad about the new rappers or new rap. You don't know. These people might be fans of yours. You're talking bad about
That's the other part, yeah.
they would be honored to meet you and work with you, and you just on your hip hop high horse talking bad about these kids. Like I said, and I call them kids because that's where they are.
They're young.
They're young, for sure.
You make a good point, though. Find somebody that you could build with, because I'm sure there's some people. If P-Rock called me, I'm like, what's it gonna take?
Conspiracy theory, Pete. What's it gonna take? Whatever y'all want to call it. If Pete Rock comes and says, "Leo, I'm trying to do something," the line is gonna be longer than I think a lot of us think.
Come exactly. On, man.
That's because he's an OG and he deserves that. But,
he does.
And you never know what sounds he has.
One
might.
Of my favorite albums from 1998.
Yes,
that Soul Survivor was cold.
Yeah. The whole album.
You can throw that on right now.
Yeah, the whole album. The whole album. Yep. Yeah.
And that's not. And we ain't even talking about all the stuff he's done.
Don't yet.
I mean, but you know, we're talking about somebody who has an extensive catalog, and we know we're everybody in this room who's talking. Pete, if you wind up hearing this, is fans of yours.
Absolutely. Yeah, don't get it twisted. I mean, we know.
He's got a poster to the right.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, don't get it twisted.
Didn't even see
his
it.
Face is in the
every shot that we, you know what I'm saying? So it's
don't
not
don't get
like
it twisted.
We just here to talk crazy and shout you down. It's like, no, we know who you are.
Yeah.
And we're like, yo, come on, let's if you are one of those people that feels like hip hop's in the wrong direction, let's steer it in the right direction under your tutelage, if you
yeah,
will.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was listening to Fakin' Jax just last week.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's, I mean, it's Pete Rock is at the point in my listening that he just will show up. It's not, it is embedded, I guess, for lack of better terms. So some of it, maybe I'm in my feelings about it, but I guess I just feel like there's a way for OGs to shepherd the culture without being so negative sometimes.
That's a bar.
And being like, he just sounds argumentative and old. Yeah. It makes me wonder, like, Art Blakey wasn't like that in jazz. Blakey kept young people in his band. Nope. Miles kept young people in his band. Herbie Hancock keeps young people in his band. Instead of talking about it, they would just be like, hey, come play.
Miles had been probably in the game 30 years before Thriller came out.
Yeah.
Easily.
Actually, 40, low key. 40, because Birth of the Cool is like 49 or something like that. Because
I think he started when he was like, what, 18, 19? Yeah.
He quit Juilliard to play jazz.
There you go.
I mean, thank you for saying that, because people be trying to play Miles like he didn't go to Juilliard.
Boosie was in James Brown's band.
Yes.
Boosie's still out here.
Yeah. I mean, in
Boosie,
Miles.
Not Boosie.
Thank you.
Boosie
don't
Collins.
Don't get it twisted, man.
We don't have time for it, but the tree of Miles in jazz is the tree.
We
of
definitely
jazz,
don't have time for that.
Yeah. A lot of it is because of an investment in young people. So back to your point, if you just bring somebody along and then once you do it, you work with them and then they go off and do their own thing. Alchemist does that all the time.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to work with, you know, Boldy James and then Larry June. I'm waiting for him to work with Stove, though. He ain't done it yet, but
nice.
I'm waiting. I need
that'd
that.
Be a lot of, that'd
but,
be a lot of good
you know,
cult,
but
cult
Alchemist
rap.
Is not going to try to monopolize that. He's going to work with you. He's going to get you, you know, you're going to do your little thing. And then, like, all right, go do something else. I'll call you later. Because he's been around a long time.
Facts.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean we're going to make it. It was 20-some years ago now when think about it. And that he was doing stuff. He was doing stuff before
I
that.
Ran into him at the 50 Cent Get Rich or Die Trying at Deer Creek. He was just in the crowd with everybody else.
Wow.
Yeah.
P2OG, it's all good. But come on, man. You know, let's be, what they say, let's be consistent.
Send me the files, man.
Hey, Terry, can we rock with the partners real quick, brother?
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the New Old Heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
Shout out to our partners as well. We appreciate them as always. I try to make sure to say that because they've been taking care of us for a while. So we appreciate the support. Madonna.
Talk that talk.
I'm going to talk that talk.
Yeah. What it is.
Madonna been on tour.
Okay.
Right?
Word.
And fake body and all.
Yeah.
See, you're about to be part of the problem because she's getting trolled in the comments because of how old she is and she's choosing to perform. Chuck D of all people.
Bass.
Thank you. Came to her defense. As it relates to her and her celebration tour and, you know, people were in the comments talking about you old now. Like, why are you really out here? And I'm paraphrasing, but there were some mean comments. So Chuck D
said it to Steve Tyler.
Well, you might be right.
You don't see that.
But Chuck D says, check out what Chuck says. He says, at 63, I know I can bike better than I ever did. And Pilates ain't easy, but I give it to Madonna for pushing the bars. He says, talking about ageism. He says, so ageism, sometimes gets like racism both ways if you let it. For anyone over 50, the rule is either you do the songs or the songs do you. Madonna has some hard songs to perform in her catalog.
Yeah.
So basically, he's coming to her defense saying, look, a lot of these records that she dropped, you know, back in her day are hard songs to perform and we older now. So he's giving her flowers saying, yo, y'all chill, man, because you really don't know what she's actually going through to perform some of these joints. Sit back and get that work and enjoy it. What do y'all think about that? Especially the comment where he says, I'm coming to you, Kinetic, mm-hmm. where he talks about, so ageism sometimes gets like racism both ways if you let it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I know what he means there. The way that comes out, people are going to pick that apart.
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm asking about.
I know exactly what he means in the sense of, man, we just have these weird rules about what people are allowed to do as they get older because our society has weird rules about old people. So
right.
I'm never going to get down with people making fun of artists getting on stage, though. I just am not.
At any point.
At any point. If you feel like you can do it, then go do it.
Right.
I mean, like I saw Herbie Hancock in what, 2018? Herbie's in his 80s or something like that. Yes, it's playing piano. I'm sure it's still a grind for him to tour an entire country as an 80-some-year-old.
I saw B.B. King and Bobby Bland in their 70s with my mama, and we enjoyed the whole show.
Yeah, and it's a grind. These dudes are old, you know, so it's not like they get to go home and sleep in their bed. They're going to, you know, whatever it takes for them to be there. But, like, if she still feels her music, still loves it, still want, I mean, I for the if it ain't going to tax too much, I'd go see a Madonna show. I would.
I would, too.
Yeah.
One of them things you go do and you're like, I just, you know, I saw that, you know, because how many more times are you going to see it? But I don't care if you want to get on stage and you feel like you still got it. Y'all make a good point, though. You don't hear nobody talk about men like that, though. Mm-hmm.
No, so, I mean, because I was that upset that when the Rolling Stones came here to the Speedway, I wanted to go see that show.
I did, too.
Just to say, hey, I saw the Stones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, why not?
If you can perform and you're not embarrassing yourself, then get out there and go do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you can still get out there and do Borderline and just, I mean, you know, it's crazy. This is where the tie's going to come in. This is going to be where I tie Chuck D and Madonna together. Because remember when Justify My Love came out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That song was jamming.
Yeah.
It was jamming.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, and you're like, I think they said Lenny Kravitz produced it. But I was like, as somebody who listened to the entire Public Enemy Nation of Millions tape, there was an instrumental on there. It was like something Terminator X, something in panic. And it was, I was like,
Terminator X to the edge of panic.
And I was like, this is just that. All they did was have her and put a few little synthesizers over it. All they did was play a Public Enemy song and then put Madonna on it. So, you know, that's their tie. I'm not sure if Chuck and them got some money for that because they should have. But really, like the same thing, like, but at the same time, if Janet Jackson comes to town, I'm going to go see Janet Jackson.
Yep. I wouldn't seen her not the last time, but time before that, I wouldn't seen her. I'm seeing all my bucket list artists. Like, we just had this conversation earlier.
Yeah. That's real, Terry.
I'm going to see everybody.
If you
still
have the strength and the stamina to get on stage and you're not embarrassing yourself, get up there and go do it. Now, if you know, it's going to take a little bit more work and a little bit more. You're going to have to, you know, do your calisthenics and drink your water.
Which, like, is kind of what he was talking about. Yeah, if that's what she got to do to make it shake, then that's whatever.
Yeah, so.
But see, this is so weird because I don't know what y'all know about working, but all of us sitting in this room, unless something changed, we're going to be working when we get to be that age.
Right.
So it's weird that.
In some way, shape, or form.
In some way, shape, or form. That's not old in our lifetime. That's not old. So people treat it like it's old. But she still got to get up and go to work just like everybody else. But I'm with you. If she's not going to embarrass herself, she feel like she can do it, I would go to the show.
She in her 60s still rocking.
Now, there are some people who get up there on stage, and unfortunately, we'd be like, okay.
Like when Ginuwine fell off the stage.
I mean, I don't even think that was, you know, I just think he caught a bad one on that day.
He did.
I caught a couple bad ones.
Did you laugh?
Said nope.
What'd you say, Terry?
He caught a couple bad ones.
You know, I mean, and when I go see New Edition, am I expecting to see the same New Edition that I saw on Heartbreak Tour in 1988? No.
And you're not going to get the same version of her either, and that's okay.
Right.
She's iconic. I know some people might have something to say about that, but she is.
She is iconic, though.
And, like, go see the show.
I mean, when we talk about Michael Jackson changing things,
come on, man.
Madonna is one of those same artists that change things.
When
she did Like a Virgin, that was probably one of the most sexually explicit songs that made the mainstream at that time. And when you think about it now, you're like, man, that's tame.
Yeah.
But, oh, I mean, when she was performing in an MTV award in a wedding dress on a bed doing all kinds of, you know what I'm saying?
And then you remember Like a Prayer, she called hell over that because Leon was black in the video.
Leon was in Jesus. He was supposed to be Jesus.
But then she put out the book and like Big Daddy Kane was in the book and all that.
It was called, the book was called Sex.
Yeah, and Human Nature comes out around that same time. And she done caught all kind of
flack. No, and the crazy thing is she still got to keep that like $7 million from Pepsi.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Madonna, like a prayer was a con, like it seems like nothing now. But
much
that was
this holiday. But that's you know.
Yeah, holiday. Madonna's sitting on bread. Like she's just out here touring. She's just out here touring to take care of the day ones.
You could there's a small amount of women in that era. I would say her and Janet. I'll just leave it there for the sake of ease. If they don't do what they were doing, a lot of this stuff that women
we
are doing
on,
now.
We don't
not
get Ariana
happening.
Grande. We
it's
don't
not
get,
happening.
We don't get Beyonce.
I know we're not talking about her music, but Sexy Red, we're not getting that kind of stuff. No. We're not going to get that.
No.
They were like, I'm going to be a woman as I, you know, in the way I see fit. I'm going to do what I want to do on stage. I'm going to do what I want to do in these videos. And the thing is, they're good at it.
Yeah.
Though. That's the thing. I would go see. I didn't know she was on tour. I would go see it.
Hey, last time I seen Janet did a wonderful job on tour.
And that's what my mama said.
It says you can still attend Madonna's Celebration tour.
Have to look, man.
That's what it's called.
I guess, and then there's the other part of it is like at some point, man, like these people, we talked about this earlier. You got to go see people when you can.
Yeah.
There's something to that. Like I went to, we had Jazz Fest and George Duke and Stanley Clark were here. Mm. George Duke died not long after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't, I guess, the show I thought it was going to be in George, but it was George Duke and it was great. But I'm glad I went because he's dead now. So I went because he was old then too, but I'm going because that's one of my favorite people. I'm going to see that. I went to see Bootsy at the Vogue. Mm-hmm. Bootsy hasn't toured again through here since then. You got to go see that stuff sometimes. I didn't know she was doing it. Let me go.
And the thing is, you know, let's just be honest. This is about shaming women about them getting old.
Come on, talk about it.
This is about how we don't have any appreciation. We start and like, because the only reason they start getting this plastic surgery and doing all and Botox is because they don't do it for themselves. They do it for us because they think we're depending on who you talk
about. Why you say I don't know, Terry?
I don't know.
Why you say I don't know?
Because some of it is a little bit excessive. And
I mean, it is, but they don't know.
Nah, they know. Is
like some people don't realize. Some people don't know. Like this is going to be the end result when they thought, okay, I'm gonna get the same thing she got, and I'm gonna no.
She does kind of have that Lil Kim thing kind of going on with the facial part.
Yeah,
but honestly, I look at it like. It's body modification, right? I got a bunch of tattoos. I'm not gonna stop getting them until I decide I don't want no more of them. So
I'm ready for more,
Yeah, I mean,
I have none. I've never had. Some people just don't have that thing in their head.
Now, she doing stuff I would never do, but so a lot of people say that about my tattoos. So
get it how you live.
Yeah,
man.
Go do your thing. I'm over here looking though. Sold out. All the ones before every show on this
is
tour.
She coming to Indy?
No, you come on.
That's a joke.
She going to Detroit. That's about as close as she gonna get to us.
They ain't done nobody.
You know, I mean, that's all.
Oh, she going to United Center here in February. Yeah, she
a lot
did two
of the
nights
here.
There.
Is our and they gonna sell out? Good. Like I was at the Coach game, not the last one, when we played the Raiders though.
Are you balling?
And the sound, no, the sound in that arena is terrible.
Really?
Yes.
It's rough.
It's terrible.
It's not good.
It's not designed for that.
Mm-mm.
It's designed for football and monster
sound,
truck rallies.
The sound in Bakersfield House or Gainbridge, whatever you call it now, is terrible.
It's not.
That's why a lot of people don't come here. People say tickets don't sell, but a lot of artists don't want to book these venues, although they're state-of-the-art venues.
Yeah.
The sound is not good.
Trash.
Yeah, my buddy that does a lot of tech AV stuff said that, like Lucas Oil, for one,
is
tough.
Bad, man.
Beautiful stadium.
Gainbridge, it's Conseco to me.
It's definitely Conseco.
I still call it Market Square. I don't even live here.
That building's never
and
been
ain't even
Market
the
Square.
Same building.
At all.
It takes a lot of work to get it to sound good, which as an artist or whoever's fronting that tour, that's money. So you do have to make that decision, like, am I going to do this or not? But I don't know. She got two nights in Chicago. Every show on this tour is going to
sell out.
I mean, y'all, people can say whatever they want.
She's doing something right.
Come on,
y'all better check for these legends when they pull up.
She got 2 days at Madison Square Garden. She got two in Montreal. You know you're doing it. You're selling out. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
Yeah. At the end of the day, Madonna's one of them ones.
Madonna's definitely one of them ones.
100%.
Dude, how many?
I mean, her name is just one name.
Come on, now. When you get to go by one name,
Most people don't even know her last name.
I don't even know she has one.
Ciccone.
Of course, you.
You know he was going to. There's only a handful, or maybe there may not be a handful. It depends on the genre that you pick. That are those them ones that we talking about that we still want to go see or try to go see.
Look, I'm in a place now where if Lionel Richie come to town, I'm gonna find a way to go see Lionel Richie.
Hello, because why not?
Yeah,
even if Diana Ross, who I'm not a huge fan of, and generationally because my father didn't like Diana Ross. Like I don't, I'd probably still go see if I could find a way to see Diana Ross.
Yeah, here's why not? I'm coming out song used to jam.
Here's a question for every for you gentlemen, right? Because we talking about them ones. I want to see what y'all say. Do you run out to see the Temptations?
No. I mean, we're not getting the Temptations.
That's not what I asked you. Do we go out to see the Temptations with Otis and them?
This is kind of like the same conversation if Tony was touring without Raphael.
Which they did for many, many years.
Yes, they did. And it was not it.
I also want to point out, I went to the show in Louisville. It's one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
I bet.
I just want to put
Shout out DJ Prince for opening.
I just want to make sure I say that.
Yeah,
you also couldn't have your phones out, which is a totally wonderful experience to see a show again, like we did when we was kids, with no phones, and everybody just vibing. But anyway,
shout out to DJ Prince for sure.
He was killing it that night too.
Terry, you not going to see Otis and them?
No,
nobody coming to see you.
Ain't nobody left but Otis.
That's what I'm saying.
This is the one time where everybody's going to see Otis.
I just ask it. I tell you what, I got one on my list though.
What's that?
Reverend Al Green.
I mean, I mess with Al Green.
Yeah. I go see Al Green.
You want to see Al Green? Go to his church.
Well, I know.
I'm dead serious. He sings every Sunday.
I know, but I need him in his bag, though.
I don't know
stage,
if you're going to get that.
I mean, he's not going to sing Simply Beautiful up there, but.
Probably not. But I know people that went to his church and they said he's Al Green.
Mm. Al Green is one of the. That's one of my favorite.
He's one of them ones.
He's one of them ones. Ain't too many of them ones left.
You'd be surprised.
That's why you need to go see him.
You're right.
Yep.
You're right.
That's the whole thing. You got to go see. I'm looking at ticket prices over here. They high.
But that's what you get when you go to see a legend, right?
Like, come the tickets on, gonna man. Be out. Well, when Ticketmaster's involved, yeah.
Well, you know they're going to gas it up. But yeah, Al will be one for me.
Jonas, he got
that residency
in Vegas.
Do you
Vegas?
Know I've looked? I'm like,
oh, for real?
Got a residency in Vegas.
Wait, Jonas, he got a residency?
Yes,
residency?
Man.
All Look, of them?
Everybody on that Sammy Davis Jr. now.
Yeah, because they're like, wait a minute, I can be on tour and never have to.
Usher
didn't set the gold. Then set the gold standard for all of them. Now, that's everybody fair. Ain't going to do what Usher did.
New Edition going to light that mug up.
They going to light it up. But Usher, listen, what Usher did
is on a
whole nother level. I ain't even going to front to you. I'm a big New Edition fan.
Wu-Tang has got it.
So I'm going to see if I can see
they got
Wu-Tang
a residency too.
And New Edition.
Wu-Tang got a residency in Vegas?
In Vegas.
Is it going to be everybody, though?
That's a good question.
When they was here last summer,
Method Man wasn't here,
but that was it.
I feel like
when
he was shooting the movie or something
first time,
like that.
When I went and seen him back when they got banned, ODB wasn't here. So,
Yeah.
I mean, but Tom Morello has a great story about like when they were on tour together.
Oh, with the Rage, yeah.
Oh, yeah. ODB was like, hey, man, which way is the stage? And Tom was like, oh, it's this way. And then ODB just walks the other way.
That's some ODB ish.
So he might have been here in Indy. Y'all just didn't see him.
His son be rapping though to his credit whenever they perform. From what I see, so
that was a great show.
That was a great show. Nas, I think, in my personal opinion, who stole the show?
Nas.
Busta Rhymes has.
Busta Rhymes.
That's what I want to see.
Always. Busta Rhymes is one of the top five hip hop performers of all time.
And we weren't really ready for that. I don't think that we kind of knew that.
I needed Busta like 10 years ago, but I still
he's
good.
I still go see him.
When the national championship was here.
Yeah. Him and Split
Bank
don't miss.
I hosted that show, and I'm telling you, Busta.
He don't miss a beat.
Killed it.
Busta and Spliff don't miss. I'm with y'all on that.
Nah, first time I seen Busta Rhymes was at the Hoosier Rap Daddy concert in 1998.
Wow.
It was him, The Roots, Eminem, Too Short, Snoop.
Man, that's
it
a
was
legendary
all day
lineup.
Long.
Where was it at?
It was at the fairgrounds.
Well, I'll be John Brown.
Yeah, it was all day.
In the Coliseum?
Outside?
When they would do it out on the track?
Yep.
Back before you had to do the outside stage
man,
like you do now.
Busta Rhymes showed his whole ass.
And that would have been when Disaster Strikes was out. So
that's a good time to see him.
Yeah. Showed his whole ass on him. I was like, ever since then, I was like, I got to see Busta Rhymes every chance I can get. And he has never failed me.
No,
I love that he keeps Spliff with him.
Yeah, every time. I love that.
I dapped it up with Split backstage. It's cool, like people.
Chuck D and Flavor Flav. Yeah, man. You got to have him there.
Matter of fact, I can't imagine seeing him without. Split.
It's not going to happen.
You know what I'm saying? Like I just don't. They literally go hand in hand.
So now back to that Wu show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
seeing Nas, Ghost, and Raekwon do verbal intercourse.
I mean, listen.
Never thought that was going to happen in my life.
Listen,
but the first record that Ghostface did was Mighty Healthy.
I'm like,
I can go home at this point. Never thought I would see that. He came out and killed it. Mm-hmm. That whole show was
y'all
great.
Y'all saw verbal intercourse live.
I'm mad because no one had mentioned that to me. I was in St. Louis for family business, so I didn't see it.
When I saw the bill and when I got there, that was all I could think about. I'm like, I wonder if they're going to do it.
Man, I had to. I went to that show.
Yep.
And had to drive to Chicago that same night to go to Cancun. I was like, I'm not selling my ticket. I'm going to this concert.
I'm
going to
just be tired.
Yep. I'm just going to have to be tired.
Yep. But I was like 12 or 13 rows back. Yeah. It was so loud, but it was great.
Yeah, man.
It was great. Now, you could, of course, tell the casuals, the casual fans, you could tell when verbal intercourse came on. Okay, the casuals are lost.
I would have lost my mind.
Those of us that knew, we did. Yeah. Mighty Healthy came on, we knew.
No, you understand, verbal intercourse was like the theme song of my freshman year of college.
Yes. They killed it, and it was great.
That's one of Nas' best verses.
It was great.
Ever in life.
And that was so special because you didn't get a Nas verse outside.
Like, you didn't get anybody out of Wu-Tang on Wu-Tang.
No,
records,
but you
got
to understand, we basically had Illmatic.
Yeah.
And we were waiting on anything else from Nas.
Because I Am hadn't came out yet.
Yeah, and so he had one album. He had like the song on the Street Fighter soundtrack, and then
I love how you always say that.
Yes, he did.
The and song on the Street
was
Fighter
was the only song.
That probably was it.
Then
he wasn't doing no features, really.
He had Fast Life with Kool G Rap,
which is a fantastic record.
And then other than that, so he only had like three features. Anything outside of Illmatic, he only had three other songs. Other than until we got to
was he on that Mobb Deep record? Their first record, was that in that same time frame?
Was he on that?
Is he on Eye for an Eye? Your beat for mine? Gotta check.
Yeah, we need to do some research on that because we don't want to be wrong. But yeah, you gotta say this is when a Nas feature anything was special. You didn't get nothing outside of his albums.
Yeah. And mind you, this was my first time seeing Nas performing all Nas stuff because I seen him actually with Damian Marley when they did the Distant Relatives.
Okay.
I seen that concert, but I had never seen like a Nas performing his, you know what I'm saying, his classic hits.
It was Eye for an Eye.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw Nas do he did the Hip Hop Is Dead tour.
Mm.
See, that was my parents got me tickets for that for my 30th birthday. That showed you how long ago it was.
Dang.
Because I'm 46. So it was a while ago.
I saw him at the Congress in Chicago with MF Doom, and everybody was saying that the
MF Doom was fake.
Yeah. It for sure was an imposter.
Yeah, I remember that show.
It had to have been.
Everybody was like, get off the stage. Yeah. You're not the real Doom. I'll never forget it. We were right up front, you know, 8-9 rows back. You know, the Congress.
Did you have a cell phone that took pictures back then?
I did not, man. Man.
Yeah, it's for sure he was fake. Yeah. You could probably find all that on Reddit.
Yeah, I've heard it. People I've heard about that on Reddit. Story. Yeah.
And people was really booing, dude. Like, they knew it wasn't him.
He probably wasn't even in the country.
Bruh.
I mean, because, you know, well, then there's all
that. No, he was in the country because he's not actually an American citizen.
Yeah.
And the he can't move, or he couldn't move around like that.
Yeah.
The Congress Theater is just gutted. It's a huge old school theater. Just, they took all the seats out. There. So we in there. Like, it's just, we in there. And I'm like, okay, everybody talk about MF Doom. I'm on the MF Doom train late, right? Mm-hmm. But everybody was like
the
Doom.
Wire?
Yeah.
Damn.
Why would you?
So that's just a thing. Like, you just
that's
you know
the run,
what, man.
Running
that's
theme.
You, that's
of
how
Mike.
You get down.
Yeah.
I was so excited to.
You hear it though now. You hear it though.
I was so excited to Mr. Kinetic was here tonight.
I mean, I'm just asking.
You know, it's just been down.
You set yourself up for that though.
I feel you, man. I feel you. What I'm saying though is,
what I meant to say was
that show was lit, and they booed dude off the stage and threw beer at him and all the rest of it.
And I kind
of
loved
that. He had the mask and all the stuff. He was trying.
I
was
like,
nah, they wasn't going.
I know some people were mad because they paid to see Doom or whatever. But at that point, you kind of knew you weren't going to see him.
Bruh.
Mm. Yeah.
Man, they had
you weren't going to see him.
Nas did one mic with like a spotlight on him.
Oh, wow.
whole place was dark. I said, yeah, this is different.
Yeah, what year? When was that?
I don't even have a ticket stub. I have to go back and look it up.
The hip hop is dead.
I was living. I was living in Chicago.
2004 probably.
In the hip hop is dead tour. His DJ, I can't remember who was DJing for him at the time. Like his decks were in a coffin.
Oh wow.
I mean, and you know, at this point, I was like,
"Oh, they really was selling it."
That's ill. That's ill.
That's like when Crit had the stage with the Cadillac.
Yeah, that was solid.
Yeah.
Nah, man, Crit. I remember that. Man, that was. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I saw videos of it or whatever.
I didn't see Crit 3 times.
I saw him in Durham. He killed it at the Little Brother show.
That's another group I'm just glad I got to see.
Little Brother? 100%.
Yeah. I saw them.
And I've seen the Foreign Exchange a couple times. You know,
I saw them in Chicago right before COVID started. So May the Lord Watch had just come out.
Oh, yeah. They had plans. Yeah. And then COVID hit. Yeah.
Made in Durham was different.
And then I saw them open for, if you can believe it, Fort Minor.
Wow. Yeah. That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
When Minstrel Show was new, I saw them. That was at Hard Rock in Chicago.
No, yeah. I saw them. It was David Banner,
shout Little to David Brother, Banner.
And Talib Kweli, I want to say. They were all at the Bluebird in Bloomington, Indiana.
That's an interesting mix. Doesn't matter.
That's solid.
The Bluebird is like seeing it at, hi-fi.
Yeah, for real.
Like that. I mean, wow.
That's an interesting mix.
That's when, and I
fooled with David Banner.
Yeah, because I remember
there was Shea Butter Pimps. And
I remember actually running Mac into Chimble. Fonte, and I was like, man, because this is when he had Gordon Gartrell Radio out.
Yeah.
And which was the first podcast that I ever messed with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because this is when everybody didn't have their own podcast, and podcasts weren't a thing in hip hop. You know, and this is how Wild West it was. It was DJ Brainchild could play music on the podcast.
Yeah,
you know, without getting copyright strikes.
Yeah, once upon a time when I had a podcast, I could get away with that.
Oh, I remember that. Because you had the live, like you had video and everything.
That's good on time. Twitch. Yeah.
Shout out. That's when I would request Hennessy No Ice.
Yeah.
Shout out to the homie. Shout out to the homie DJ Brainchild, man. That's the homie, man. He's a good dude. He's a good dude. Quick story. DJ Brainchild, actually, when I was in a group in college, DJ Brainchild produced a record for us on it.
Okay.
You guys will probably never hear it.
Why not?
Because it's in the files.
Come on.
We'll go ahead and drop it.
Yeah, but that's the homie.
Come on, man.
Brainchild's a good dude, though.
Come on, man. I'm going to tell you what people tell me all the time. Ain't nobody cracking your hard drive open at your funeral.
You're right. You got me there.
So,
unless you're Prince.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Because now today I saw they're going to do a Purple Rain musical. I am just.
How are you?
No, man. That's for real.
They got a micro experience in Vegas. And I ain't going to lie. Last time I was in Vegas, I went and seen it.
Was it good?
It was actually pretty good.
I bet.
And dude was a spitting image of Michael Jackson.
I bet.
He took care of business?
I bet.
Yeah.
I remember watching, was it Immortal? Was that his movie? That Mike had made right before he died.
No, this is it.
This is it. I'll never forget.
He literally said, "This is it."
Don't do that.
I'll never forget. In the movie, they were rehearsing some record, and he politely rebuked the dude because he wasn't playing it like the record. And he looked at him and said, "I want it to sound like it sounds when people bought the record."
Yeah.
And it was direct and intentional, and the room got quiet, and they played it the way it sounded.
Sitting at the keyboard.
He was that guy. Yes.
And Mike started doing this. Like, he started.
Yeah.
Like, I said, man, dude better play this right. He might get sent to the crib.
He fired a cat. He fired rehearsal.
Yes.
Job gone.
He said that was during a show.
You're not going to do it right.
When we're doing rehearsal.
That was during the bad tour. He was like,
I mean, but Mike is a student of the game, though, because I've seen documentaries with James Brown. Like, he'll do his hand like this or something, and it's a $5 fine. He was fining boys while he was
on
performing.
Stage.
Like, that's crazy, bro. Like,
there's a video of them, the best JB's version, so with Bootsy and Phelps and all of them.
Yeah.
And there's two drummers on the stage. It's on YouTube. And the one drummer can't keep up with the record.
Yeah.
And so he kept two drummers for a reason. So he turns around and goes straight to the next drummer, and it was seamless. And like, just the stuff that James could do, he was a huge, like, he was
shout
a complete
Clyde,
jerk.
Man.
The conductor.
I think at that point it would have been Jabbo and.
This was after Clyde?
Yeah, it would have been after Clyde. So it was Jabbo Starks and probably, might have been Melvin Parker.
Okay.
Maceo's brother, something like that.
All right, man.
Could have been.
Anything else you gentlemen want to get off your chest before we ride out?
You know, I don't know. I just can't help but keep thinking about P-Rock, man. I hope somebody that P-Rock really respects tells him that, like, I hear you.
Yeah.
But let's think about who can you work with?
Yeah.
Like, who can you work with? Because there are some people, don't ask me to name them, but, I mean, who's not going to pick up the phone for that? That's all I don't know. You could, like, anybody in Griselda, I bet you, that like, P-Rock's on the phone? All right,
yeah,
bet.
Let's go.
All right, bet. Who's going to say no to that?
Yeah.
P-Rock is a legend. Always will be.
Straight up.
Well, if he does this, we know. If he does reach out, then we're going to have to bring you back on so we can talk about
it. I hope that I need old heads to do that. Art Blakey and Jazz was really, that was the whole thing.
That should be the blueprint of how we move this thing forward.
He always kept young cats in his group, and when they were ready to go, they were ready to go. He got somebody else that's new. He's another big tree in jazz. That's how it should be. After a while, like we were talking about with the shows earlier that's going on around here. After a while, yes, the OGs and legends, if you will, yeah, we deserve that spot. But the new cast, we got to get a spot too, though. That's how we got to where we are.
Move out the way.
Yeah, that's how we got ours. You got to put them new people in there. Put on for them. You know, it's a lot of cats that are dope.
Yeah.
And they probably couldn't even, you know, didn't even have driver's licenses when we all started doing whatever we were doing. Mm-hmm. But that's okay, though. I want them to have, they need that. Otherwise, everything dies.
It's their time. It's their time. Yeah. So newoldheads.com for all the education that you need this year. As we always say, if you see it, like it, subscribe, hit the bell, whatever bell that you see, hit that. And also take a look at our Patreon. We got $3 holler. That's where you get all the exclusive content and the show in its full form. We appreciate the support as always. Shout out to the chat, everybody that rock with us tonight. Kinetic, we love you, man. Appreciate you stepping in and helping us out, bro. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.